On today's show, Sergio Marchionne presents his final five-year plan for FCA. GM receives a big investment for its autonomous vehicle unit, and the Mitsubishi Outlander has some clever features for rear seat passengers. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. FCA CEO Sergio Marchionne presented his final five-year plan for the company in Italy before he retires next year. And not surprisingly, as Reuters reports, the focus will be on SUVs, pickup trucks, and electrified vehicles. By 2022, Jeep will introduce 9 new vehicles to its lineup, offer 4 battery electric models, and stop selling diesels in Europe. Ram is targeting a 30% increase in its global sales and aiming to become the second largest commercial vehicle brand in North America. Maserati will introduce new hybrid and electric models to its lineup and use engines from Ferrari. Alfa Romeo will also introduce electrified vehicles to its lineup and has set a goal to more than double its sales to 400,000 units by 2022. That's up from the 170,000 it's expected to sell this year. It's not known what FCA has in store for the Chrysler, Dodge, Fiat, and Lancia brands. That's because the all-day-long presentation is being presented in two halves. And as of this taping, we've only learned about what was presented in the first part. We'll have more about FCA's five-year plan next week. But in other FCA news, the company announced it's expanding its autonomous partnership with Waymo. FCA is currently supplying Chrysler Pacificas to Waymo, which it is equipping the minivans with its self-driving technology for its own ride-hailing service. Now that order has been increased by another 62,000 Pacificas. But more interestingly, the two companies are in talks about using Waymo's technology in an FCA vehicle that would be sold by the automaker. And speaking of Waymo, it's easy to understand why it would want nothing to do with Uber. In February, Uber had to pay Waymo $245 million in shares to settle a legal dispute over the stealing of trade secrets. But apparently, the relationship between the two companies is, quote, getting better. And now Uber's CEO says it's in talks with Waymo about using some of its technology. The technology Uber wants would be used in its ride-hailing app. Uber's CEO also went on to say that its self-driving vehicles will be back on the road this summer. We'll be back with more news about autonomous vehicles right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
In a boost to GM's autonomous efforts, SoftBank will invest $2.25 billion in GM's self-driving unit, GM Cruise, giving it a nearly 20% stake in the division. Once the transaction is complete, GM will then invest $1.1 billion into GM Cruise. The automaker plans to launch a ride-hailing service with its autonomous Chevy Bolts next year. Chinese LiDAR company RoboSense and a division within the Alibaba Group just introduced the world's first self-driving delivery vehicle with a solid-state LiDAR. It's equipped with 3 LiDAR devices, 2 in the front and 1 in the rear. While it didn't provide specifics, RoboSense says its LiDAR costs as low as a few hundred dollars compared to a mechanical one with one of those spinning doohickeys on top. Solid-state LiDAR is also more compact, making it easier to package into the car, which should allow for the mass production of self-driving cars. On a recent Autoline this week, we wondered if Africa could become the next automotive powerhouse. Took another step in that direction as Simba Corp, a Kenyan company, said it's in talks with 4 automakers about assembling their vehicles in the East African country. Renault and Mahindra are 2 of the automakers. Simba would not identify the other 2. They'll eventually join Volkswagen, Peugeot, and Nissan, who have all recently announced plans to open assembly lines in Kenya, which is expected to grow its market by 15% this year. Coming up next, the Mitsubishi Outlander has some bat seat tricks you won't find in other CUVs.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
As a father to two young kids who often has to switch and strap down car seats, I probably get more acquainted with the backseat area than the average journalist. Usually, there's nothing really special going on back there. I mean, it's a backseat, right? Unless maybe it has an entertainment package. But a few things got my attention in a plug-in Mitsubishi Outlander I drove recently. This can be a minor thing, but the buckle for the center seat belt tucks nicely into the seat back. If you've ever had one of those things poking you in your side or butt, you know this is a happy little addition. Another thing you won't find on a number of other CUVs is a reclining rear seat back. In this case, the same handle that allows the seat back to fold forward also lets it recline into three different positions. Something I was not very impressed with, though, is the support braces that help hold up the rear seat bottom when it's flipped up for a flat load floor. As you see in the short video, the seat really shakes around loosely after you release it. If you didn't use that feature very much, probably wouldn't matter. But if you did, I'd be concerned about long-term durability. And you know what I have to admit? For a long time, I've thought of Mitsubishi as a cheap brand. And while yes, there were a few points that indicated this, like the rear seat braces, poor paint quality on the wheels, and a goofy place to put the park button because you have to reach around the shifter to push it, there are some other points Mitsubishi really nailed. The soft touch materials are in all the right places, the doors make a really good thudding noise when they close, and the turning radius seemed impressive. I've got to say, this vehicle changed my view of the brand. I now think of it a little more highly. And if it was off yours, I think you should put Mitsubishi back on your radar as well. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.